The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Luneed Lewis, and today I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show, Adrienne Shepherd. Adrienne is a self-development coach turned productivity consultant. He is also a best-selling author, contributor for many of the world's largest online publications, including Business Insider, Thrive Global, HuffPost, and Good Man Project, to name a few. Adrienne believes habits are the key component in achieving success in any field, and I couldn't agree more. Adrienne, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lanita.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm excited to have you on the show. We are going to talk about, well, isucceedbook.com. Tell us about that naming convention.
Well, that was my website way back when. when I first started out as a self-development coach, I wanted to come up with a book title that I thought would resonate with lots of people who are looking for answers. And I came up with I Succeed, you know, based on the iPhone kind of concept at the time. It was just becoming big. And I thought, hey, why not jump on the bandwagon, so to speak. And then I tried to get the website, but I couldn't get isucceed.com because some company had it. So I was like, well, I'll just isucceedbook.com. And that's where I did most of my blogging for the first, I guess, 5 or 6 years. And then I moved on to the other publications, which I found much more effective in getting my message out there.
Yeah. So you started with blogging and then that morphed into development coaching, self-development coaching?
I did it pretty much at the same time, self-development coaching and blogging at the same time. But as I wrote more and more, I found that I was focusing more around productivity, and the clients that I was getting, I found that most of them needed help with their time management issues or boosting their productivity, because really they had everything else going for them, but they were just struggling with that one key component, and it just kept popping up everywhere. So I decided to go deep.
Mm-hmm. And so identifying tools to help with productivity.
Yes, that's it.
Tell us some of your success tools that you use.
Well, one of the first things I realized is that we only have so much time in the day, and we all know that. But what people think is the key to productivity is doing more and just working harder and getting more stuff done, and maybe improving themselves. Of course, that's a good one. But again, you're limited by the amount of time in the day. There's only so much you can do with yourself. So instead, what you've really got to be doing is learning how to leverage your assets. And one of the first things I learned early on is that I could get in some exercise and enjoy my favorite show at the same time. They weren't detracting from one another. Same thing with driving. I used to listen to, Beyonce and Metallica and getting my jam on in the morning when I went to work. But I found that I could just as much enjoy listening to Tony Robbins or Jim Rohn, Dan Kennedy, or, any other number of people that were inspirational and really got me excited before I even hit the office.
Yeah.
So the moment I got into the workplace, I'd already got ideas buzzing in my head and I was ready to rock.
I was just talking to my last interviewer, my last entrepreneur who came on the show about that the only time you can multitask is on the treadmill. Or, yeah, it's either you're on there, you're reading a book, you're listening to some stimulating content, and or you, when you're driving, you turn your vehicle into a university, just like you just explained about listening to Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, Les Brown, just any inspirational content of some sort to get you primed and get you ready for the day, get the creative juices flowing instead of just listening to a talk show. You know, that's garbage in, garbage out, right?
Right. But I mean, you know, podcasts like yours are also a great way to start off the day because they're condensed material. You know, if you pick up an audio program, sometimes they're, you know, 4 hours long and you only get like bits and pieces at a time. Whereas if you pick up a podcast such as this in 20 minutes or 30 minutes, you've kind of got the whole thing in one, you know, fail swoop. So it's great what you're doing.
Thank you. And you know what? It was strategic, Adrian. I did the research and found out the average commute is 20 minutes to a half hour. So I wanted listeners to be hearing this on their commute, on their drive to work, on their drive from work or going anywhere. And so thank you for acknowledging that. I put some thought into it. Yeah. So you were saying about success tools and you mentioned that doing more is a no-no because we're limited. We are limited with 24 hours, but instead it's just leveraging our asset, our time. And then so go ahead and finish that thought. I cut you off.
Okay. So, you know, the other thing is, you know, as I said earlier, you've got to improve yourself. And that's, of course, done through, as I just said, through podcasts or audio programs. And that's a great way to do it because you can do them at, you know, with no use of other time. It's not invading, you know, your weekends. It's not invading your entertainment because you can just kind of slip it in there while you're doing something, which is fabulous. But you can also attend seminars, and they're a great way to do an intensive training where you just devote 2 or 3 days to just going deep on something. You learn from experts, you network with people, like-minded people. You know, it's incredible the energy you can get from those kind of events. And yeah, they can be pricey, but there are some very affordable courses out there that can really transform your life in a very short period of time. Because sometimes, you know, when you're listening to a podcast or an audio program, it's great, but it's just you and the speaker. But if you go to an event, you've got people around you, you've got the energy, you've got, you know, the transformations going on and the light bulbs going off, and you know, that energy is just, it's hard to beat. So that's definitely something I think people should not overlook in their success journey.
Yeah, with the seminars, and I agree with you, you feed off the energy, but there's also exercises that takes place. There's writing, there's the breaking up into small groups that takes place that helps you go even deeper, and you network in the process.
Absolutely. You walk away with friends you never knew you had before. And not only that, but business partners or potential business partners or potential clients, because you might have some skill sets that other people are looking for and you can provide them with them, which is great. And they know that you're kind of on the same mindset, looking to achieve and grow. And yeah, it's a great place to meet potential partners and or clients. That's where one of my friends swears by it. Every time he goes to one of those events, he picks up 2 or 3 new clients. So yeah, it's definitely something people should consider. As for other, you know, basic success tools, I mean, you've got to go for reading, but reading is time intensive, especially if you're not a good reader, and some people aren't, especially in this day and age where we've been programmed to, you know, get used to SMS messages, which are about, you know, 30 words long maximum. You know, picking a book can be quite daunting. So you got to become a better reader. And that's why I recommend people, you know, invest in attending a speed reading course, because this is something that will help you not just absorb books, but it'll enable you to read emails faster, it'll enable you to analyze reports quicker, and that can only help you with your businesses and you know, day-to-day life.
How does the speed reading course work?
Well, there's a few different ways, but basically they just teach you what you've been doing wrong in the sense that most of us have not been really taught to read properly. We've been taught to read one word at a time, almost reading it aloud as we see it on the paper in front of us. But speed reading is a bit more about taking in chunks of words at a time, and you can actually read much faster than you really give yourself credit for. It's just you've never been taught how to do it.
So does that entail skimming? Because I did that in college a lot.
It's similar to skimming. It's a little different. Skimming is just not exactly as strategic, I guess you could say, as speed reading it is. But as I said, there's a few different ways and a few different thoughts. But it's definitely something people should look into. And also another thing, if you want to absorb books, especially business books, faster, I definitely think you could look into business summaries, because there's a few companies that produce summaries on some of the biggest books out there. And so rather than having to buy the book and going through the book, you could just pick up the summary, which is only 8 pages long or something like that. And you can get that done in 20 minutes maybe. And you'll have taken a lot of the main points from the book. And if you decide that you want to pick up the book, you could then go on and do that. And really, again, as I say, I like to say to my clients, go deep, because a lot of people, we only do things superficially.
Yeah.
And I think that's the mistake so many things, is that we just kind of glance over things, and that's really not the way you should be doing it. I once heard a famous copywriter say that he's read thousands of books on the topic of copywriting. He's read from every legend, every book he could find in the library. Just that was his passion. But he said if he had to do it all again, he would just read 10 books over and over again.
Mm. Yeah, that's going deep. Yeah, because you miss out a lot on the first time you read it. Revelation comes up the second, third time. I read a book, a paperback book every day, because that's my way of, not every day, not the whole book. I read 30 minutes a day.
Okay, gotcha.
Let me rephrase that. And I read out loud because I'm an immigrant. I'm from a different country. And so English is my second language. So in a way for me to improve my communication skills and my way to pronounce words, I read out loud. Mm. And I heard it from Dr. Lappin. Reading out loud, and that has helped me tremendously. So I do that half hour a day as part of my morning routine. But throughout the day, I'm listening to audiobook because then I can listen to an audiobook over and over again. And I'm like, man, this is my first time listening to this book. And some books are like 2 hours long, right? And I can do that if I'm at work sitting at my desk. And I'm like, I didn't hear this the first 4 times I listened to it.
Absolutely.
You miss so much content. Mm. Now, you mentioned the business summaries, and like in college, it was like Cliff Notes.
Exactly.
But as you said, that was very superficial because you don't retain the content very much. You don't get because the part of reading is for self, it's for the self development. It's a succession tool. It's to help you learn and grow and actually help with your vocabulary and all that. And if you're skimming like I did in college, you may not do so well.
I mean, the thing is that I found that most books, especially business books, there's not every book is filled with tons of diamonds and rubies and sapphires. Most of them have a few, maybe 2 or 3 gems that are really, wowzers. And the rest are, they're good. And there's some other stuff that's just kind of, iffy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so if you pick up these business summaries, I mean, automatically they're going to pick the main points for you. And a lot of times they're going to nail a lot of the ones that you really need, I think, from many of the best books. But, the best books out there by, Tony Robbins and Jim Rohn, as I said earlier, I mean, they've got a lot of meat in there. And, I don't think any business book summary is going to do them justice, I should say. So, but for people who are, they want to sink their teeth into things quickly and get the main points and just go from there. Yeah, I mean, they do work a gem, and especially some books are just, honestly, they're just not worth it.
You're right. I can argue with you. You're right.
I've read them, but I mean, I completely forget them afterwards, pretty much, even though I've taken notes on them. And I'm just like, that was 4 hours I'm never getting back again, kind of thing.
And it sounds like you get committed and you see it through. You're like, mm-hmm. Okay, next page is going to be better. Cause I fall into that trap too.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So I think you got to be careful about your selection of book choice. I mean, you can go for bestsellers, which is a great way to start. The top marketing books or the top sales technique books or the top books on personal development, whatever. If you hit Amazon, that's a good place to start. Or go with the classics, the Think and Grow Rich, Richest Man in Babylon, these books are classics for a reason. It's because millions or thousands of people all over the world have really found them valuable. Unfortunately, not every book is going to speak to you. Just because it spoke to other people doesn't mean it will really hit you the same way. And so you might not get it. You might not really see why everybody's, talking about it. But don't give up. I mean, that's just one book. Just pick up the next one.
Yeah, those are classic. Think and Grow Rich and The Richest Men in Babylon. I've read both of them, and they're not easy reads, though. Hmm. I have to tell you, they are tough to get through, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. the nuggets are so powerful, mm-hmm. so much so that I have a series on Think and Grow Rich, the 17 Principles of Success.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm like, I take one success principle and I break it down in each episode because mm-hmm. I want the younger generation to understand this book because I know it's a big book and it's also hard to digest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some weird stuff in there.
Adrian, tell us how, when you're working with your clients, what are your steps?
Well, I think, first off, I need to know where they're at. I need to know what they need and if I can provide that for them. Because there's nothing worse than having a client that I can't really help. I don't want to waste their time and I don't want to waste my own. My time is valuable to me and therefore I want to invest it in people who I think are going to be a good fit for me. I met a client a few months ago, a potential client, and she had a lot going on her plate and she really wanted my help to make sense of everything that was going on in her life. But after talking to her, I said, I don't think you're ready for my services because she had just so much to deal with. And I didn't think that she would be able to then invest the time in really learning from me because she just had so much she needed to get off, get cleared off her plate first. And so I said, look, these are the next steps I think you should take. And once you've cleared out some time and are able to really focus on taking the next steps, then come back to me. That's okay. But I don't want to take your money if you're not going to be able to invest the time into, your own growth. I'll give you some steps and tips and advice and then hope that I'll hear from you in the future. But I don't know, because she was in some dire straits. She was an issue with money, with a lawsuit, with health. So, I mean, these are serious issues that are going to take some serious time investments. And to be studying about time management when you've got all that stuff, all that hanging over you, that's tough. So you've got to deal with those issues first before you can, get serious about, mastery of time and productivity.
Yeah, because it sounds like it was going to be a therapeutic session every time.
Right. And that's not my thing, especially when it comes to law issues and things like that. I can't give any advice. I'm not a lawyer. I can only give advice on productivity, time, and personal development, things like that. So, a little beyond my scope. But really, I mean, I just have to see if we're on the same wavelength, if we have the same kind of vision for each other. I mean, if people are going to start telling me what I must do, well, I'm not sure that's going to work because my job is to find your issues and the troubles that you're struggling with and for me to help you through them. If you don't agree with that, then we're going to have some issues because if they're coming to me, then I guess I'm the expert, really. So then I need to analyze what they need to do and to understand their situation. But if I don't think my course of action meets their expectations, then it's only going to lead to dissatisfaction further down the line. They're going to be upset that I didn't address certain issues, and I'm going to be frustrated that they're not taking the advice that I give them. And therefore, later on, there may be claims and things like that. And so, you know, that nobody wants that. I just want people to be happy with their investments, whether it's $20, $100, $1,000, whatever. I think it's really important that people get, you know, value for what they pay for. And I need to be able to know that I can do that for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Because your reward in life is in direct correlation to your service, right? You got to feel like there's transformation taking place because it's, yeah, for you, because it's not just monetary. It's also fulfilling for you. Like you do this because you get energized. You love helping people. You love transforming people's lives. And so if that's not happening on the other end, then you're at a deficit.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel, and sometimes, you know, I've had people pay for my service and just not really go anywhere in the past, and I just felt guilty. You know, that's not what I want. I mean, I appreciate the money, and I appreciate that they, you know, hired me and they trusted me, but if I wasn't able to come through, I feel I failed in a sense, and sometimes. Sometimes when I was younger, I guess it was my fault. Maybe I shouldn't have taken them on in the first place. But as I've gotten older, I've learned that, you know, you've got to find people who resonate with the way you think and the way you approach life and business. And if you don't see eye to eye on that, then you're just asking for a world of hurt later on.
Yeah.
And disappointment.
In disappointment, you're in the business of time management, and you are doing just that, managing your own time and other people's time. So you're not wasting that big. That's our biggest asset. We don't want to waste it.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I tell people that if you attend a course and it doesn't work out, don't give up on courses. Don't give up on productivity, or don't give up on, you know, marketing just because one course let you down. You know, seek other experts, keep at it, because it's a lifelong journey. And just because you lose one race doesn't mean you've lost the entire competition.
Right. Right. Tom, Adrian, tell us, how do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Well, you know, pretty much every day I have a bit of a routine. It varies depending on my schedule, but essentially I try and get in about 20 minutes of exercise, when I'm completely healthy anyway. I mean, right now I'm slightly injured, so I can't do my full range of exercises. But I usually at least try and get in, you know, 10 minutes of yoga to start off the day, because that's where you get your blood flowing. That's where you, you know, limber up your body. And I'm not limber, I will say that. But I do find there's some great YouTube videos for, you know, beginners like me that can really help, you know, stretch out my body. And as we age, you know, we need that more and more. I mean, I'm only 45. I'm not old, I don't think, by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, I got sciatica 2 years ago. I have trouble with my leg before that. I threw out my back. You know, these injuries, you know, they pile on over time. And you got to make sure that your body's ready for the day. I mean, it's our most important thing, really. I mean, besides time, it's your body. I mean, this is the vehicle that you're going to use for the entire day to achieve everything that you want to achieve. So you got to make sure it's ready to go. So, you know, it's like revving up one of those old cars. You know, you turn the key and you get the engine. Right? Same thing with your body. You can't just, you know, jump out of bed and go, yep, I'm ready to rock. I mean, when you're 20, you can do that, and maybe 17, whatever. But once you start hitting your 30s, you know, these aches and pains start adding up, and your body just can't do that anymore. It's not the well-oiled machine it once was. So you just got to, you know, prime it, get it ready. So some stretching, some maybe some light calisthenics, push-ups, sit-ups, things like that. Yeah, so I devote about 20 minutes for that. I do some reading. Which I it's just to clear your mind of anything else. Don't jump on the internet. That's not the reading I'm talking about, because there's so much negativity out there. But you just want to pick up a book and read for 20 to 30 minutes. Besides that, make sure you get in, you know, the fuel for the day. There, you know, you want to have a breakfast that sets you up for success. Now, I'm not saying you need to be to have like a boxer's type of diet in the sense that you have a big breakfast like steak and eggs or whatever, and then dinner is going to be your light salad. You don't have to do any of that.
Or drinking raw.
Yeah.
Or eggs.
Yeah, sure. Things like that. Yeah. You don't have to go crazy. But what you do have to do is you have to, you know, a lot of people skip breakfast. And that's a mistake. You know, again, your body needs that food. But one of the things that actually happens before any of that, and that is a good night's sleep. You know, people overlook sleep thinking that they can cut corners. So they, you know, shave off a few hours here and there, and you know, they're going on 5 hours sleep. And you know, one of my friends is one of the top exercise gurus in the world, I guess you could say. And he says, you know, that if you're going on 4 hours sleep, you know, you're just killing yourself slowly. You just don't notice it. One day you're just going to fall flat on your face. You know, you'll be fine. You'll manage. You'd be able to cope. But for most people, what's going to happen is I don't know what do you call it, when the car, you know, doesn't have wheels on, you're just, you know, pushing stepping on the gas anyway, and you're just grinding the metal, and eventually your body's just going to shut down. You just can't keep doing that long term. So, you know, don't, you know, shortcut your sleep. Get a good night's sleep. Get in some rest. Start off the day with some exercise and some reading, because then you're priming your body and your mind for, you know, success. You're getting your body ready. You're getting your mind ready for a day of, you know, sometimes negativity and issues that are going to come your way. And you need your body and your mind to be in the right place so that it has the best chance for success that day.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. It's so much nuggets on this episode. Thank you, Adrian, so much for sharing. Tell us, how can we connect with you?
Well, you know, I'm over on LinkedIn. You'll find me at I Succeed Book, I believe. I think that's my contact info. You can find me on Facebook, of course. That's Adrian Shepherd Japan. I'm also on Instagram, although it's more, I usually just share my thoughts on life in Japan here. But I mean, you can find me Adrian_in_Japan. And of course, you can contact me via my email, which is info@isucceedbook.com. You know, if I can be of help, or if you need assistance, or if you just want a good book to read, you know, just reach out to me and I'm happy to help.
Fantastic. Morning Enthusiasts. You've heard it here first. This has been Adrian Shepherd. Adrian, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Lee. Thank you so much for what you do, and keep doing what you do.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, have a good one.
Yeah. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew. Topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.